This week on Vaticano, we accompany the patrons of the arts of the Vatican Museums as they celebrate their organization's 40th anniversary. Join us as we get a rare look at the restorations that they sponsor and see how these artworks inspire people's faith. Vaticano starts now. The Sistine Chapel and the Vatican Museums cause all to lift their spirit and contemplate the relationship between God and man. He speaks to each person individually. And to a chosen number, he instills a specific call, not only to appreciate, but to make a special effort to keep the beauty before them alive and afresh. Works of art and rare antiquities throughout the rooms, chapels, galleries, and courtyards inside the museums are seen by millions of visitors every year. But beyond the public eye and behind closed doors are those pieces temporarily under restoration, in spaces where the fragile works can be healed and cared for. These are the restoration laboratories inside the Vatican Museums. Here, behind the scenes, restorers commit themselves day in and day out for months and even years to multiple or sometimes just a single work of art. Across the museums, the needs are nearly endless. An estimated 20,000 works are on display out of approximately 70,000 cultural artifacts, many of which need constant restoration. Ensuring that these needs are met are the Patrons of the Arts of the Vatican Museums, an organization founded in 1983, celebrating its 40th anniversary. It has an office in Vatican City and nonprofit chapters spread across the globe.
We have chapters in Asia, North America, Europe, many, many places. And it's an international group of people, patrons, who come together for the main purpose of preserving and conserving the museums in their ability to help the restorers preserve the works so the rest of their generations to come can enjoy these works and look at them and say, this is part of our civilization.
Before the patrons' founding, Pope St. Paul VI laid the groundwork in 1969 by calling together an international group of benefactors called the Friends of the Vatican Museums. Their purpose was to purchase modern art and bring it to the Vatican Museums. And from this point forward, new ideas began to spring forth.
There was an understanding that the museums needed to preserve and restore the art that's already there. And so this was the founding, the name change to Patrons of the Arts in the Vatican Museums.
To mark the occasion, the Patrons of the Arts of the Vatican Museums held their 40th anniversary celebration at the Vatican from the 6th to the 10th of November, with chapter members in attendance from across the globe.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to this wonderful, wonderful beginning of the week of the 40th anniversary of the patrons.
The panel consisted of key figures from the Vatican and its museums that included Sister Raffaella Petrini, Secretary General of the Vatican City State, Dr. Barbara Yatta, Director of the Vatican Museums, and Cardinal Fernando Verges Alzaga, President of the Vatican City State.
To celebrate this great anniversary brings back many memories for everyone, but it is also a renewal, a time for the awareness of our important mission, the preservation of beauty that is so beneficial for all humanity. We personally thank you today from our hearts for the good that you do and wish for you and your families the best wishes of peace. May God bless you.
We really didn't know anything about museums. We didn't know anything about art, but we were asked to be part of this. And you know, when you get asked something, it's kind of hard to say no to the Vatican Museum.
Well, the opportunity was amazing.
People become patrons of our chapter for various reasons. Top reason, a chapter trip. And certainly this 40th anniversary has been an example of that. I have many new patrons. And I encourage that because I think there's nothing like coming here to understand, to see firsthand the works of your incredible contribution.
The institution of the church has existed for centuries, and for centuries we have collected art. And so it's this repository of art and artifacts that tells the story of our Catholic faith, but also the story of humanity.
This evening we really conceive it with Father Oga and all the staff of the patron's office here, just to put you together with the curators, with the head of laboratories, with the assistants, and with all the major restorers that have been working these 40 years.
The idea of having and sharing a common mission is really the key of our relationship. The patrons, since 40 years, understood our special needs. The restoration of those masterpieces, one of each of these tapestries that are surrounding us in this hall, is taking 10 restorers and 5 or 6 to 7 years to do it.
This tapestry is one of those examples. It's under the care of lay women and sisters of the Franciscan Missionaries of Mary, an order that was asked to do tapestry restorations by Pope Pius XI in 1926. Team members here are clipping threads that have been creating problems and straining the integrity of the whole piece. Some of them have moved to the next stage of repairs. They began just 6 weeks ago and should finish operating on the project by the year 2030. Their work is not without uncertainty, though, as the project has yet to receive funds.
I would like to tell you about the changes and plans we have in the medium and long-term time that testify the different activities in which we are involved and which you are involved.
Stay with us. After the break, we offer a closer look at the restoration project sponsored by the patrons and show life inside the restoration laboratories.
Here in one of the many laboratories of the Vatican Museums. And it's quite incredible how many works of art from different centuries and different continents are being brought here to be maintained and preserved for generations to come.
We are in the Marble Restoration Laboratory, and this is actually one of the first restoration projects that the patrons themselves began a little over 40 years ago. The many statues that are here, the many pieces of marble, come from very, very many periods of history. We can see pieces from pre-Christian, early Christian years, and then pieces that come from other parts of the world.
Do you bring them down here? Are they able to see what they're adopting?
That's one of the greatest benefits of being a patron, is that you're able to come down and visit the various laboratories that are here within the museums.
On a sample itinerary, after a visit to the marble section, a patron's second stop would be the painting and wood restoration lab. Here, there's a particular emphasis on collaboration between restorers, curators, and the scientific department to determine proper diagnosis and treatment. In the analysis stage, they take a variety of ultraviolet, infrared, and X-ray scans to search for ongoing degradation or missing sections. Once all possible information is considered, the restorer can proceed according to instruction. In the textile lab, restorers repair rare articles belonging to key church figures. This saddle skirt was once for the horse of Pope Clement XIV, who was Roman pontiff from 1769 to 1774. He can be seen on that very saddle in an iconic painting of him riding above Lake Albano near the Apostolic Palace of Castel Gandolfo. This medieval tunic belongs to the treasury of St. John Lateran at the Holy Stairs, which holds some of the most sacred relics of Christianity. It was previously dated to the 6th to the 8th century, but carbon-14 dating now reveals that it also contains materials from the late 1st century AD. This finding, along with its age-old presence in the Sacra Sanctorum, means that it could have belonged to an early church father or apostle, such as St. John the Evangelist.
The fact that they dedicate their life to restoring this work for the world is, it's very inspiring.
We've met the restorers on several projects, and they get so excited that we're excited about the work that they're doing.
In a part of the tapestry laboratory known as the Sala di Tinture, these two are preparing to dye wool threads to match existing ones for a tapestry that was made by the school of Raphael. In their work, they first consult a recipe book of 1,781 colors and tints to determine the best match. Next, they mix the dyes and add water to a cylinder. Then they add plain threads. Once the cylinder is prepped, the restorer places it in a machine that mixes it together. This one can hold up to 8 cylinders for any given cycle. Afterwards, the threads are removed and left to dry. They make the final stage of their journey through the hands of the restorers by weaving their way into a tapestry.
To see the tiniest of details that they were working on was inspiring to me. This is, honestly, I think it's God's talent through their hands. I really do.
In In the evening, on the third day of their 40th anniversary celebrations, the patrons of the arts of the Vatican Museums visited the Papal Basilica of St. Mary Major in the center of Rome.
That's pretty spectacular.
Here they attended Holy Mass and reflected on their mission with treasures of art and faith before them.
This ancient basilica enshrines the venerated image of Salus Populi Romani, perhaps the oldest Marian image in Rome. We find Jesus, the Savior who is born for us, always close by, always inseparable. This is the message we found through this ancient place of worship. God is with us.
The coming of the Lord is the greatest love story ever told. When we see a beautiful work of art, we're reminded of that gospel story. And so those who have never heard the wonderful story that God loves them and came and became man in order to save them, by looking at a masterpiece and asking, what does it mean? What is the story? They can find this wonderful story also for them.
When speaking about restorations in the Vatican Museums, we shouldn't only think of single pieces of art, like a painting here or a statue there, but really about the museums themselves that are a big work of art. A good example for that are the Borgia apartments, where we're at right now, with beautiful ceilings, and where those frescoes have been restored by the patrons of the arts of the Vatican Museums, really bringing to life those beautiful paintings with their vivid colors and textures.
Another place where frescoes are brought back to life are the Raphael rooms, inside the Hall of Constantine after 8 years of work. Scaffolding now scales the final wall needing restoration. Restorers are putting on the finishing touches. Up close, one can even see the difference between the old and the new frescoes. In addition to frescoed interiors, scaffolding surrounds sculptures too large for the laboratory. This bronze statue of Hercules is approximately 4 meters or 13 feet tall. It was discovered in 1864 underneath the courtyard of a villa near Campo dei Fiori in Rome. The ancient Romans had buried it there according to their religious customs, because it had been struck by lightning. At the Bramante courtyard, the colossal marble head known as the Agosto Mattei was discovered in the 16th century in a small vineyard on the Aventine Hill. Restorers are using a mortar made from lime, marble powder, and other natural materials to repair damages and facial features.
When you are given lots of art, you are given the responsibility to also care for this art. There is a missionary aspect to the art as well. Art evangelizes, and I believe art evangelizes in different ways. Not necessarily an immediate conversion, but slowly but surely evangelizes people and changes people's hearts.
With this in mind, even pagan art can teach us about the relationship between God and man when observed in the proper context.
Pagan art is very important because it testifies that man always searches for God. we can go and see these wonderful images of the Greek and Roman gods. And we're reminded that there's something innate in man, and this is true from all time. And so, if you like, by looking at these ancient collections, we're preparing people to receive the revolution, which is the truth that God became man and walked on the earth.
After the break, we come to the final stage of the visit of the patrons of the arts of the Vatican Museums, where they reflect on the journey ahead and receive a private audience with the Holy Father. On the second to last day of the 40th anniversary celebrations of the Patrons of the Arts of the Vatican Museums, the international chapter members received a private audience with Pope Francis.
Your commitment is a concrete sign of your appreciation of the potential of the arts and their many forms to open minds and hearts to the beauty of God's creation and the richness and mystery of our human life and calling. Art and religious art in particular, can convey a message of mercy, compassion, and encouragement. It has the power to foster a recognition of our common beauty, to build bridges between cultures and peoples. Dear friends, with these sentiments, I renew my appreciation for your support of the mission of the Vatican Museums, and I encourage you to persevere in your praiseworthy enterprise.
Each visit of a group of patrons of the arts in the Vatican Museum is special because it's a moment of sharing ideas, and to show them what their support produces in terms of maintenance, in terms of caring of our artifacts.
As a sign of appreciation and hope for the future, the Vatican Museum's staff and restorers, together with the patrons, held a ribbon-cutting ceremony to celebrate the restored works of the Pious Christian Museum that a chapter sponsored. Every successful restoration is the result of a detailed process and dialogue between the patrons and the museum's curators.
The particular curators of a section within the museum provide a list of artifacts that they would like to see restored. Then that list goes on to be approved. Every year, this process results in what we call a wish book for patrons and anyone else who wants to participate in the patronage.
Another thing I hope, there are many, many chapters that are arriving with young generations and their trip to the Vatican.
We love to ask our kids. We have 9 grandchildren and 4 children, and they love being patrons themselves. You hear these little kids talking about, you know, now that they're 8 years old, they get to go to the Vatican Museum. That's pretty satisfying for us.
In young generation, you put seeds. You don't need that the seeds grows in a short term time, but they will grow.
On the last evening of their visit, the growing community gathered for a concert with the Sistine Chapel Choir. Guided by sacred music, the patrons found beauty, serenity, and grace in the experience.
One of the places where I can contemplate God perhaps the most would be properly in the Sistine Chapel, because it's like a Bible in glorious technicolor.
Oh,
stand inside the Sistine Chapel and I am moved to tears. And it's a really wonderful emotion, but it's a real emotion.
The patrons of the Arts of the Vatican Museums have done an incredible job supporting the work of the Holy Father and the Vatican for the entire world. And from generation to generation, because of the work of the patrons, we know that the generations to come will be able to experience the art, the faith, the truth, the beauty of those talented artists who have received, as we believe truly, their gift from God.